They're shooting gang signs, selling drugs.
It's very scary.
I don't feel like I belong in this type of neighborhood.
Just feels like your head's gonna explode. Feels like that, because it's just mayhem.
My film is called The Sunnydale Kids, and it's basically about taking kids from a at-risk neighborhood in San Francisco surfing for the day. You know, surfing is a leisure activity. You need time for it. You need access and equipment to get to the ocean. It's kind of a little bit of a rich man's game. There's a lot of, you know, white men that surf. And, you know, this film is about taking kids from the Sunnydale neighborhood surfing. Letting them play, splash around in the ocean, catch some waves. Like, you know, the one kid you see catch the wave at the end, it's just, you can just tell, like, how, even retroactively when he's telling you about it, he's just so stoked.
I kind of got water in my nose, a little sting it. I couldn't feel the ground, so I'm like, we turned around, did it again.
So how did you end up in Sunnydale? Like, tell me about that process.
Okay, I'll be as brief as I can. Basically, there's a guy down there, a local shaper, a local surfboard shaper, very well respected in the surfing community, called Tim Gra. And he's a social worker, and he works with the Boys and Girls Club, and he works with the likes of the kids that are in the film. On the other hand, there's a guy called Ian Glover, who runs a surf camp for kids in Marin. During the summer, you sign your kid up, they go out surfing every day for a week. So Ian has the infrastructure to take kids surfing and wanted to do some pro bono work, something philanthropic. Reached out to Tim. Tim had the kids, connected the dots, and they started doing it. They started taking kids out from Sunnydale Projects and other organizations surfing in Marin, and they loved it. I got wind of this in talking to Ian and decided to make a short film about it.
I'm curious, sort of, you said you're a surfer, so was it obvious to you that surfing would have this powerful impact on kids?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, it's such a visceral experience, you know, like any other kind of play. You're like playing with a soccer ball on a field, and you're snowboarding on a mat. This is like one of the only times when you're playing with an element of nature that's moving. You're intersecting with it. The ocean's moving. Every wave is different, and that moment in time is never going to be replicated. And I think that's at the core of why people get kind of hooked on surfing. Those of us that are really hardcore about it, you know, you're chasing those moments, and they're never the same. And so to give kids in general that feeling is great, and then especially kids that don't have potentially as much as much access to being able to do that is massively rewarding. You know, they loved it.
The last wave that I caught, it was so huge. It was like 10 to 15 feet.
I relish working in the short form. I mean, it could have been longer. We could have got granular, more about the issues, and then more about potential solutions, what the layman can do to help out. But, you know, the intention of this was just creating that little moment in time, and that beat of a narrative, you know, I think is enough.